A lovely welcome to the podcast series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. So today I'm not alone. My little cat is next to me. So once in a while, when you hear some cat noises, she of course is also contributing to this episode. So today I would like to talk with you about, or we would like to talk with you about, how I, as a coach, structure my day up till today, in fact, and also what I do, for example, when I take a time out for me, and also, for example, when I go alone on vacation. So what do I do when I'm about 5 to 6 weeks completely alone somewhere on a little island and there is not really a lot to do? So what is what I do there really to get better grounded, to really do, you know, to use the time really useful for me? This is in fact what I would like to tell you a little bit in this podcast episode. And of course, at the end, you can go on my website. I also made a little working sheet. It's a worksheet, in fact, about this series, which I called Your Little Day Report. So we also will quote it a little bit in this episode. So thank you very much for listening and be excited what is now coming. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So thank you very much for listening. And yes, today we have a very, very interesting podcast episode and a complete different one, in fact, because I tell you and talk about, in fact, what I do when I, for example, really take a time out for me. So how do I structure the day? What is important to me? Why do I do that? And I would like to give you a little bit insight what I did a couple of years ago. And you know what? I just long for the next time that I really can take 5 to 6 weeks out, you know, that I really, you know, because I was switching, in fact, the jobs, you know, and it was just perfectly fitting into this. And as I was already coach at that time, you know, I could really use this time so greatly for me. So, of course, in my suitcase, I had all my coaching stuff with me that the things which I tell you now in all my episodes, in fact, could do for myself and really work on my topics. And how I did that, of course, we talk about today. And before I give you, in fact, you know, my clear structure, how I did and, you know, worked through my things on this little island where there were only some palms and coconuts on it, I would like to tell you a little story about someone, a native, a really a local one I met on the first island as I arrived on French Polynesia, on Bora Bora. And he, you know, he grew up on this island, and I really had the chance to talk to this guy, a very interesting man, a very solid, nice, grounded guy, you know, as a really special. And he told me, you know, that he has not a lot to tell to his kids, but he tells his kids exactly what his grandmom, in fact, also told him about what you should do, in fact, in life. And he told me this little secret as well. And now I also would like to share that with you, because I found it really, you know, sometimes you meet people and these things, what they tell you, you never forget about. And this is exactly one of these stories. So really be excited, because he looked at me and said, you know, Michelle, he said, when you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes and then you ask yourself the question, what is the thing you would like to do just today? As a, you know, for what would you like to use this day, brackets open, in paradise, brackets closed, you know, but for what would you like to use your day? And that's interesting because then he gave me examples. He says, you know, this like, you know, I open up my eyes in the morning and then I decide for myself that today I would like to, you know, take the kayak, go out and just go fishing. Sometimes I take my son with me, sometimes not, you know, sometimes I just, you know, build a little kayak, a new one, you know, or make constructions on my house, or decide to visit a friend, you know, or go in the garden and get some coconuts, you know. And for the easy, simple things. But he decides that and thinks about this already in the morning when he opens up his eyes. And then he told me, you know, when you decide on what you would like to do with that day, with your, you know, that present of day, then you just do that. Nothing more and not, you know, two, three more things because you would have the time. This is what you not do. So when you decide in the morning, in this day, I would like to, you know, spend the time just with the family. And then you do that and then you really enjoy it. And I was like, what a great life concept, you know? What a great things to be told by someone who is old and wise, you know? And I was so fascinated by the story, and I'm straight, you know, I was a little bit also jealous, you know, because we live in a complete different world, you know, this is your paradise, you know, you live on an island, they have way different other things and problems to think about than we have, in fact, you know, in modern civilization, let's put it like this. But then I really thought about, okay, so how can we transfer, in fact, this life concept into our life zone? Let's put it like this. And I came up with the following. I said, okay, when you wake up in the morning, you think about, okay, what you would like to do with your day so that you structure it a little bit. So maybe you have to work a little bit. And then you also maybe at lunchtime, you have some spare time. And then the second thing, of course, you think about when you can take out, you know, time for yourself. As on, this is already what you think about in the morning. So when do you have time really for yourself? Is it lunchtime, in the morning for meditation? Is it at night, you know, before you go to bed? But when is it? And then you really take the time for yourself. And the third thing is, you know, you make yourself a little wish. What is, in fact, what you would like to fulfill for yourself on that day? All right. And of course, at night, you double check a little bit with yourself. All right. So this was the idea of my day. And this is what I did, you know, the different etappen. And at the end, you said, oh, yes, I made that. And oh, yes, I, you know, I wanted to talk to a friend. And yes, I really, you know, I took the time and I really called him, you know. And the thing is really, you know, when you structure your day like this and when you think about it a little bit differently, you know, what you would like to do with your valuable time, you know, you get right away a different feeling of satisfaction. Plus that you have never the feeling that it was a boring and wasted day. And it's really true. So really, I can highly recommend it. Please do so. Really try it out. And now when you think about, oh, what day wish should I do and have and take and are all my wishes they never fulfill, I know what you mean, yes. And you know what? We put this into another episode because I see already now we started talking about close to 7-8 minutes that we will put this and also will make a little worksheet about it because this is something which is so useful. We really should have a closer look at. But for the time being, just take that, you know, that you try to make a little wish which you could fulfill for yourself. I think for the time being, that is really okay. And, you know, you can work with that. So take that. But first of all, I would like now to have a closer look into this worksheet, your little day report, before we then go really what I did from morning till evening, 6 weeks alone on an island. All right. So on my worksheet, you know, I wrote down, when you wake up in the morning, you ask yourself 1, 2, 3 little questions. The question number one is, how do you feel? Physically, but also mentally. And you do this right away when you're still in bed. And in fact, you have not left bed. All right. And then in the same moment, you ask yourself, okay, so what would I like to do with this nice, lovely day? And then third question is, you ask yourself, what is the day wish you have? So what is something little you would like to fulfill for yourself? And there you can be really creative, like calling a friend you haven't heard for ages, visiting a friend you haven't heard, doing a nice, lovely walk in the forest, going maybe to a pet shop and, you know, have a look at, you know, the little puppies which are around there. Or maybe you go shopping, or, you know, maybe you just double check on vacation options or whatsoever is making you happy. All right. But something really what you could do really for yourself. All right. So really try it. It's a nice, lovely exercise. You will love it. And then also you structure the day further and you think about, okay, so when can I take and sneak out time for me and where I can do what? And I'm sure you thought about this already. It's when do I have the time for really doing, for example, physical exercises? For example, when do I have time for doing yoga or meditation, you know? Or when do I have time to do jogging or walking or hiking, you know? Here it's important that you really do something physically with your body. It's also called a body exercise. So really take out and structure your day like this, that you have time for a body exercise. Wirklich very important. So don't leave this out. And then, of course, your day, in fact, is already structured. And then before you go to bed, in fact, you double check. First of all, what were your takeouts of that day? So is there something which was really nice, exciting? Could you, you know, collect new experiences? Or, you know, could you make interesting observations? And maybe you have additional comments just about this day, what got obvious for you? Or maybe there were some things where you just say, oh no, that was really unsatisfying. That was not pleasant. And it triggered off, in fact, resistance inside of you. Also, note that and take a little note. Of course, I mean, this is, you know, we're trying to find out how it is and. So, and of course, the most important question is, could you fulfill your day wish? And if the answer is yes, I could, you know, call my friend, which I haven't heard for 5 to 6 years, and we had a great, lovely 30, 40, 50 minutes talk about anything, you know, how do you feel right now? So during the thing, you know, that you did it, in fact, also that you took out time for yourself and also really was for doing it, plus how you feel after you fulfilled it for yourself. And that's very interesting. So really do this exercise. You will really like it. And when you ask me or now, Michaela, all right, so what were you doing this 6 weeks alone on an island? And I'm repeating, there was, you know, a little hotel, which was in fact not even a hotel. It was a straw house and it was a bungalow. There were no keys, no lockers. I had one electricity ampoule, I think is the English word for it, you know, so you can switch it on or off. That's it. And the shower was in fact in the same room than where I slept, you know, as it was really, you know, simple. Let's put it like that. It was nice, charming, but it was simple, you know. So there was no television, there was no radio, there was no streets, there were no cars, there were not 10 other people around you. So this was really, you know, a little diving station, yes, you know, and maybe 2-3 other guests with me, which, you know, I just met, you know. So what you do and how you structure that day. And that was interesting. I now tell you what I did as a coach. And I knew, of course, I mean, I was booking that vacation, you know, that I took my coaching stuff with me, of course, my notebook, my painting pad, you know, my things I love to work with, of course, reading stuff, you know. And in fact, you know, that was it. That was really it. So, but what did I do now? How did I now structure my day? And I'm straight, you know. I made a little timetable for me. And I had this a little bit in my head. So I did not 100% really, you know, sticking to it. But I tried really to structure my day accordingly. All right. And so I got up every morning around about 7 o'clock. Then, if possible, I drank something, mostly tea, if possible, you know. And I slowly woke up. And then I just went outside to hear, you know, the nature. And this is always like, you know, palms around it, the wind, you know, as it's really lovely. And also, you know, they have a different, you know, noises in the morning. So I really enjoyed that. So And then I went out, of course, with just a little towel, and I did my beginning of the day, in fact, with sunshine and meditation. And I did the meditations about 45 minutes. Not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes. This is way too short. It's really more than minimum 30 minutes. And you just concentrate on the breathing, of course, and you try really not to think. And this is the most thing, you know, really, this is exercise, all right? And this is really training. And when you're not super great at this, you know, you take your mobile phone with you, you plug it in your ear, and you get some help with meditations, you know, that people give you a clear guidance that you can calm down. But for those ones who have a little bit more exercise in it, you know, you go out, you have nothing with you, and you just concentrate on your body feeling and your breathing. And, you know, you take a timer that after 45 minutes, you have a little, you know, waking up call, in fact, you know, and then you can start the meditation. And at the beginning, it's not easy, but straight, you know, you will love it and you will long for it. It's like, it's really great. You really need to get this experience. So this is how I started, okay? Wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock, and then about 8 o'clock, I was finished with my meditation. And then, of course, I did some sport, you know, but not, you know, the marathon sports, on a just relaxing sport, you know, stretching, a little bit jogging, a little bit, you know, on 1-2 islands, there was a gym. So I also went there, you know, that you could do like different exercises. Otherwise, you know, I took on my jogging thing and I just went around the island. All right. And also like take my bathing suit and just went for a swim. All right. And I did that for around about an hour. Okay. And then I came back, I took a shower, relaxed a little bit, you know, and then anyway, I was reading or I was starting to do painting. And here I was not starting, you know, to work on it. So no, just for the pleasure, you know. I really sat down, for example, and one time I had a lovely, nice poem in front of me with a lagoon, you know. And then I was trying really to paint it as accurate as I could, you know. I also took, you know, aquarelle stuff with me, and then I really started painting it. And I did that for about 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And then we were close about 10:30, 11 o'clock, you know. And then, in fact, I went for breakfast. A longer, bigger breakfast, or it was more like a brunch, in fact, you know. And this I really enjoyed. I had a coffee, I had a tea, maybe sometimes I had eggs, I had fruits, you know, so very healthy stuff, and really taking the time. So really enjoying it, you know, how the food was, you know, also like getting in interaction with the people, you know, the stuff, you know, they are, of course, most of the time locals, you know, and also a little bit socializing. And after my late brunch, in fact, then I had time for going to the beach, you know. So I'm not, you know, someone who is laying 5-6 hours under the sun. So I was like, you know, took a shadow place under a nice palm. And with that, I took a book with me and, of course, my working stuff. And then I just decided, do I now would like to do now working, or do you need now pause and just read a little bit, or maybe go for a swim again? But always then after this, you know, I did a little bit of working. And I did really the working and all these exercises I showed you already in the last past episodes, you know. So also like, you know, the writing and also like, you know, the thinking about it, you know, and also the painting and the deep dives and also like the repaintings and, you know, really to analyze it and really to get deep down, in fact, what is really bothering you on my topics or on the things I really took and I really wanted to get rid of in my life. And I did that under a palm, hidden away alone with my little, you know, working notebook with my little painting stuff. And I had everything with me in my little bag, and I did that. And it's a lovely, great exercise. And always as I was working, so 1 hour, 1.5 hours, of course I was sleeping. All right, so I really, you know, took it easy. Although when I needed a break during, you know, one of the other exercises, then of course I took a break, went for a swim or a walk, or maybe got, you know, another orange juice or whatever. And then I got back onto my palm, was continuing, or as I was really finished and said, oh, that's now okay, I've done a lot of brain jogging today, then I started sleeping. And, you know, after that, you know, and you thought of the, well, okay, now I have enough of the day, in fact, of the beach. Then I just returned back to my little room, you know, my little And I, prepared for the evening, and in fact, also that I could do, walking around the island and just enjoy the sunset. And whoever was in French Polynesia, you will say this is true. These sunsets are einfach crazy nice. So really, I can highly recommend it. It's a lovely country, and it was like every sunset was like a present really from heaven. As really with the colors and the water and the ambiance, as it's heart-taking. So then I really did that until the sun was over, finished, and then I went back, in fact, to bed, because there was television, there was nothing around. Then I still was reading a little bit and maybe chatting, and that's it. And yeah, and I'm straight, I did in these 5 to 6 weeks really a lot of working on my topics, and I really enjoyed this so much, and it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. As I really up to now, when I think about it, and I also took so many lovely nice pictures, that as I really, I can highly only recommend this to you. Really do it. Don't be scared of, oh no, I'm ganz alone on my island. With these tools you learn here, you can do this easily and you never feel lonely. And when you're really someone who's really active, and you say, I actually would like, to do still, some sport in addition. Of course, you can always use the afternoon, for example, that you do, for example, some sailing courses, or for example, some diving, or maybe a language course, or, and for that you take the time for hikings to discover the islands, or to get in contact with local people for socializing. You always can do that. This is absolutely no point. The thing is really that you decide on this day what you would like to do, and also that you take out the time that you can work on yourself. All right. And then you do it, and you will see, when you start working on it, you cannot stop anymore, because you see making progress, and these things, they fall off of you. You get so much lighter. And that was really crazy, because as I came back after these 6 weeks of French Polynesia, I met a very good old friend, and he sat vis-a-vis from me, and I was talking and was doing and blah, blah, blah. And then he looked at me and said, Michaela, damn, you look fucking great. Good. And I was like, why you say that? Come on, tell me. And he says, your eyes are completely clear. You're completely grounded. You're completely in and with yourself, completely happy and satisfied, and full of energy, and so completely round of the personality. As he told me that, in fact, he's envy, and he could really see this. And so I'm straight again, I'm repeating, really take the time, 5 to 6 weeks when you can, really a time for yourself, a take out. And I'm now double checking a little bit the minutes. It's about 24 minutes where I'm already talking. And really structure your day, get up in the morning, do some meditation. Also, when you're not have now the option for really having and taking a takeout for you, really completely just for yourself. But get up in the morning, do a meditation. Then you think about, in fact, what you would like to do with this nice, lovely, particular day for yourself. Then you make, of course, your day wish. And in the evening, you ask yourself where you could take out time for yourself, plus if you could fulfill your day wish. And if not, don't be mad at yourself. Of course not. So then you postpone it to the next time, and you really try, to fulfill it then this time. Okay. All right. So I would say thank you very much for listening. So that's it for this podcast episode. I hope you liked my little excursion about, what I did and what I do, in fact, when I have really spare time, and when I also do the coaching sessions and the coachings, in fact, for myself, when I have topics to work on, and that you really also enjoy listening to this. So I really liked it. It was really, it's one of the nicest experiences I really could collect in my life. So that's the reason I pass this on to anyone I meet. Really do it. You will not regret it. It's an absolutely great experience. So Thank you very much, and be excited about what is still coming, because there's still a lot more, you know, methods and tools I have not been telling you so far about. And of course, they're all now to come, that you really have a huge toolbox in your little, you know, suitcase you could take with you when you take a time out and really go alone on your vacation. So for the time being, thank you very much for listening, and up to the next episode. Thank you.